This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago is a famously diverse city, so when the Men's World Cup comes around every 4 years, teams representing many different countries have plenty of fans here. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos spent this past weekend at World Cup watch parties across Chicago.
We begin our odyssey through the soccer-loving ethnic communities of Chicago on Saturday afternoon in an Argentine restaurant on Elston Avenue. Barraeña is the place in the city to watch the world's best soccer player. Fans dressed in Argentina's light blue and white packed Barraeña to chant and cheer for Lionel Messi as he pursues his first World Cup title in Qatar this year. Marta Oñate is from Colombia, but tells me she's a Messi fan above all.
Claro, Messi no nos falla. Messi es el número uno.
She says, Messi does not let us down. He is the best. And sure enough, Messi opens the scoring against Mexico. It's clear who everyone at Barraeña credits with leading Argentina to the crucial win. Outside Barraeña after the game, a woman originally from Buenos Aires says she came all the way from Ohio just to watch the game with her fellow Argentinos.
No hay ninguna hinchada como la Argentina. No hay. No existe.
She says Argentina has the best fans. My next stop is the Croatian Cultural Center of Chicago on Devon Avenue. It was the site of big watch parties 4 years ago when Croatia finished second in the last World Cup to France. Croatian confidence was high again after yesterday's 4-1 win over Canada.
Croatia looks like a bunch of heroes out there.
I was like, what?
Heroi. Bunch of heroes.
Heroes. In Croatian, heroes. And it's a great day to represent our home country.
Maria Jukic brought three generations of her family to the center to watch the game.
I have my daughter, my son, and my mother-in-law.
After the game, everyone joins together to sing a popular song from the old country. From the Croatian center, it's a short drive south to see the day's final game, Spain against Germany. They have the game on in the second floor bar of the Donkhaus German American Cultural Center in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. Marco Hoya was born and grew up behind the Iron Curtain in what was then communist East Germany. Now he's the board president at Donkhaus.
This is one of the key cultural events that we do. And, Germany being one of the soccer nations of the world.
If you come and watch a Germany game at the Donkhaus, it might all seem eerily familiar. And that's because the center's bar was transferred over to the Donkhaus building from the old Chicago Brauhaus, an iconic restaurant on nearby Lincoln Avenue that closed 5 years ago. Yesterday, Germany's fans carried tall steins of frothy beer from the bar, and they saw a tie against Spain, which kept their hopes alive. The World Cup continues through December 18th, with many more watch parties of all sorts still to come across Chicago before the final game. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.